Hey everybody, it's Malusi and it's September 29th, 2015 and this is sort of a update to my last post about my books and my frustration with my school. As I stated, I believe in my last post, I contacted the publisher of the textbook and left a message and I received a phone call probably about an hour ago from the person in charge of the books in accessible formats. Through the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics, formerly called the American Dietetic Association, and that's who the publisher was of this textbook. And she stated that she had the entire book in PDF format sitting on her computer and that she has not received any requests from anybody recently for that book. So therefore, my school is full of it and they never even processed the book request, because had they done so, that she would have gotten a hold of it, and she didn't. So I currently have the entire book in my Dropbox folder, and I was reading it a few minutes ago, so now I'm trying to get caught up on my, 17 chapters that I'm behind in that book, and then I don't know how many ever in my other books. So I do have some resolve to my textbook issues. However, it's putting me in a bind because now I have to get caught up and there's so much to do in these classes anyway. So I'm kind of a little bit out of it recently, or I'm going to be probably for the next week, just trying to get caught up. I have an exam next week. I believe after that I have a paper due, and then after that I have a midterm in the course that had just got the books for. So I have a little bit of time, not much, to get caught up in there and to learn everything by the date that is proposed for the midterm. But I do have the book, and I was able to get more accomplished in an hour than apparently these people have been able to do in the last 4 weeks. And I got another email from her stating that, you know, it's my fault because I'm not aware of how long it takes for her to process these books, which I'm not really sure how that works, because I used to get my books through there and they didn't take very long at all. So I don't know why they would be taking so long now. Probably because she's waiting till last minute to, even request the books, if she requested them at all. So that's sort of an update to my dilemma. I'm sort of feeling a little bit of relief. I still haven't heard back from the school librarian that I called, and hopefully if she calls me back, I got good news for that. I don't have to get the book anymore. And I was reading it. It's an unlocked PDF. I haven't obviously read through the whole thing, but I mean, for the most part, it seemed pretty accessible. There's pictures and stuff in there that is, just reading the numbers of the picture or whatever, like normal. But at this point, I just need the text. I don't care about anything else. I just need the text. So I don't know. It just kind of begs the question, like, what is going on? Why is it so impossible for people to get the stuff that they need? Because I believe in self-advocacy. I believe in, doing things independently as much as possible. And had I known that I could just call the publisher myself, I was always told you had to do it through the school because they have some type of publishing agreement, and get it done within an hour, I would have done it 4 weeks ago. But I didn't know that. From here on out, if anybody has a textbook issue, try to call the company yourself. She sent me an email and it just said, I agree that I will not, print, distribute, sell, blah, 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 the content. And I agreed to that. I'm like, I just want to read the book. I don't care about, making any money off of it or anything like that at this point. So, anyways, I don't know why this was such a ordeal. But it was, and therefore I got some resolve. Unfortunately, it's so far late and behind, and In the future, I will start contacting people pretty quickly and not dealing with this. And I don't know what classes I'll be taking in the spring, but as soon as I find out, I'm going to get a hold of the books and make sure that they are where they need to be in time. The problem that I had with this course is I was on a wait list forever. There was like a ton of professors who quit or retired, and so they were hiring people, and so they had all these classes, but they were all waitlisted because they weren't even sure who was going to teach them. So that's sort of what happened there, and that's why I wasn't able to really kind of take care of this issue prior, or you know, ahead of time. And like I said in the past, I've never had this issue. I've never had this take so long, and I don't understand. She's saying that she has to, like, once she gets the PDF from the publisher, she has to put it through some OCR thing and some other stuff. I just got the PDF from the publisher, and I'm able to read it just fine through my iPhone, so I don't know what she's talking about, or that she has to personally scan each page when she gets the PDF. I don't know. I mean, there might just be some problems with her being on top of stuff there. I don't know what I don't even know what she's talking about. And she keeps telling me that I got my books in the past through audio format, and I know 100% that I did not receive audio format. I received PDF. So I don't know. I mean, maybe you can listen to them through PDF. I don't know, but I never have. So I don't know what she's talking about. I think she's just trying to make excuses because she knows she fouled at her job. And I'm the one who complained in the past, and I'm the one who kind of sparked the one lady to get fired and the guy to get fired. So, you know, I strongly, strongly, strongly believe that you should try to approach every situation in a nice manner and, you know, a professional manner. But at times, when you've done everything that you can do and you've been as nice as possible and you still don't get results, I mean, sometimes you just have to be a little bit more forceful. I do, you know, I would love to think that you can just solve everything with a smile on your face, but I don't think that's the way everything will go. And sometimes for some people, you really have to start pushing them. And I texted my husband and told him, he's like, well, you need to email me because I'm going to start a paper trail. My husband doesn't mess with stuff like this. He's like the worst person to deal with, you know, when somebody messes with me or my education. And that's what I told her in my email. I was like, you know, I feel like this is impeding on my education, my ability to succeed. And, you know, I'm already coming into this class with all these barriers. Then to have this where it could have been avoided and fixed a while ago, and she's still saying that she's doing everything in her power to resolve this issue, and that she's been on the phone with all these publishers and all this. I was like, how? I just contacted somebody, and within an hour I had the problem solved, and I'm not texting or emailing her back at this point because I want her to sit there and wait a little bit, because I want her to, like, kind of think about it, like, oh, yeah, I need to, and let's just see if miraculously my textbook shows up tomorrow, which I'm having a thought that it might, she might, so, I don't know. But I just want to let everybody know that the situation has sort of been resolved, but I think I'm going to go, like, work out intensely hard or something, because I need to relieve some stress, because this situation has just been ridiculous, and I'm just overly annoyed, and I'm just probably not the best person to be dealing with right now. So, anyways, I hope everybody's doing well, and I'll talk to you soon.